The leader and founder of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, is scheduled to appear before a judge later today in Texas. Stuart Rhodes was arrested on Thursday in connection with the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and the Justice Department has charged him and 10 other members of the group with plotting a violent assault on the Capitol. NPR's Ryan Lucas joins us now to talk about it. Welcome.
Hi there.
More than 700 people have been arrested so far in connection with the insurrection at the Capitol. How significant is the government's arrest of Stuart Rhodes?
Well, this is a big deal. It's a big deal because Rhodes is the leader and founder of the Oath Keepers, which is one of the largest anti-government self-styled militias in the country. So it's a big deal because of that. It's also a big deal because of the big charge in this indictment, which is seditious conspiracy. It's a charge that the Justice Department has, we know, has been considering for a long time now in connection with the events of January 6th. But this is actually the first time that they've brought this charge in the Capitol riot investigation. And it's a serious charge. It's one that carries a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison.
I want to talk a little bit more about the use of that. But who else is the government charging?
Well, there are 11 people charged in this indictment with seditious conspiracy and other crimes. Rhodes, as you said, is certainly the big name. There's also 10 other people, though. It's 11 in all, as I said. All but Rhodes and one other individual had already been charged. They've been charged by the Justice Department as part of a large conspiracy case in connection with January 6th. That the Justice Department brought last year as part of the investigation. But this is, again, this is a significant development and a big step forward with bringing these charges.
Briefly tell us, what evidence is the Justice Department offering to support these charges?
Well, the Justice Department in this indictment cites a lot of text messages sent on encrypted messaging apps among the various defendants in this case, in which they're communicating about their plans to come to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and in the presentation of the government, with the goal of trying to prevent by force the transfer of presidential power to Joe Biden. And they say that this group was organizing. They were planning their travel to D.C. They were talking about what equipment and tactical gear to bring. Some of these individuals allegedly brought firearms to Washington, D.C., actually stashed them on the outskirts of D.C. and had what they called quick reaction forces that were set up as kind of armed teams to potentially bring weapons into D.C. if things down by the Capitol got messy. And then also several of the defendants in this case are alleged to have actually forced their way kind of military style into the Capitol on January 6th.
Seditious conspiracy, you laid this out a little bit, occurs when two or more people conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the U.S. government. How rare is it for the government to charge someone with it?
Well, first, what I would say is that seditious conspiracy can also allege attempting to prevent the execution of U.S. law, which is what they're alleging in this case. It is rare for the government to bring this charge. It's difficult to prove because you have to prove a sort of intent, which is a higher bar than some of the other charges that we've seen in this investigation. It's a difficult case to win. Actually, the big last instance in which this was used was against a militia in Michigan, and the defendants in that case were actually acquitted.
That's NPR Ryan Lucas, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.